My name's Jessica.
And on the phones with us, we have got Matthew West. Matthew, how's it going today?
It's going great. It's great to talk to you today.
Now, this is a very special roadshow for you. This is the 10th year that you've been doing this?
Well, it's the 10th anniversary of Roadshow. This is my second time doing it. So it's just special that we get to be part of the 10th anniversary of Roadshow. So it's a fun night, and I mean, what a great lineup of artists. I'm just honored to be part of the lineup and to get to hear these other artists and bands play every night and worship with them. Man, it's an awesome lineup, from Matt Maher to 10th Avenue North, and of course the great Michael W. Smith and myself. So excited to be a part of this. I mean, I know what our show is going to be, and it's you know, if anybody's seen my concerts, you know, we're gonna be singing loud, we're gonna be laughing hard. Hopefully by the end of it, we're just gonna have a powerful time of ministry and just being reminded of who has the best plan for our lives. And every night there's going to be an opportunity for people to respond to the gospel, you know, just like Billy Graham did for me when I was a 13-year-old kid. So we've got some special things in store, and most importantly, we're praying for the concert. You know, when we go on tour, it's not just to entertain, but we go in the hopes that somebody who's going through a tough time can be lifted up, you know, somebody who's struggling in some area of their life might decide to make a change, and somebody who doesn't know Jesus might walk out of there saying, I found him and it's changed my life. And you know, when you know that that's possible because of the God that you serve, man, how can you not be excited to hit the stage every night?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is if we can be spreading the good news of Jesus with somebody who maybe has never heard it before, or at least has never really understood it for themselves.
We get to do that every night, and I'm thankful for that. And, you know, whether it's singing to somebody who doesn't know Jesus, or singing for somebody who's already a Christian but just in need of that encouragement, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, I have a feeling a lot of people are like me, where, man, I just need that daily reminder of God's mercy and his goodness. And, you know, so sometimes you get that from a quiet time, you get that from opening your Bible, you get that from a youth group or a small group at your church. And sometimes you can get that by coming together with a great big group of people to a concert like Roadshow, and just have a night where you just get to just lift your voice and have the time of your life, and one song after the other. That's what I'm excited about. You know, there's concerts that I don't want my daughters going to, but this is one of those concerts where I'll be glad to have my daughters come, not just because their dad's singing, but because I know from start to finish, from the first song until the last song, there's a purpose, there's a message, it's uplifting. And you know, I mean, I grew up listening to Michael W. Smith, so to share the stage with him is something really special.
Did you fanboy at all the first time you met with him?
I did a little bit. I tried to be cool, but the first time we really spent time together was he called me to write a song with him, and that was intimidating because, like I said, you know, I mean, he's legendary. So, but we made it through, and I don't know that I wrote my best song that day, but I sure tried hard. But it's hard to write when you feel a lot of pressure like that, you know, when you're in the room with Michael W. Smith. But he was so just, you know, he's become such a good friend since then, and so encouraging to me. And I'm really thankful for his influence in my life. So it's neat to be able to partner in ministry for the next 17 nights.
Now, you've already got a chance to collab with Michael W. Smith. Who would be your dream, like, collab artist that you haven't had a chance to really work with yet?
Man, that's a great question. Maybe like Weird Al. No, I'm just kidding.
I can see it. I can see it for sure.
Man, you know, I got to be honest. My answer to that question is really tough because I spend so much time. A lot of people might not know, but I actually started my career behind the scenes collaborating with other artists, writing songs for other people's records. That's how I got my start in music, was being a songwriter. So I've gotten to work with, like, some of my favorite people, from Cats and Crowns to Mandisa to, you know, Danny Gokey to, I was just in the studio with Micah Tyler for his new record. And, you know, just getting, I feel like I'm name dropping, but, like, I even got to sing a duet with Carrie Underwood on my last record. So, I feel like my bucket list is almost all checked off. So if you think of somebody you think I should sing with, You know, even my latest single, Mercy is a Song, I actually wrote that with my buddy Jordan Feliz. A lot of people might not know that. So pretty cool, you know, opportunities that I've had. And I got to come up with a new wish list and get back to you with my answer.
I think that we need to see like an intense difference. I think that would be really cool if we got like Matthew West with like Andy Mineo or somebody from like the 116.
Yeah.
Like just something like super unexpected.
Think I'm cool enough?
Oh, yeah. I think you could hold your own.
You think I'm cool enough? Like if I called Lecrae, you know, he and I did an event together in January, but we didn't do any songs together. So maybe I should try something.
There is your next step.
So, all right, you could be my agent.
Hey, well, you know, they just announced that Zonti, who's a rap artist, is going on tour with Casting Crowns. So I feel like if that can happen, anything can.
When is that?
It was just announced. I'd have to check that out on Twitter to get the details. But they announced Zonti's going out with Casting Crowns and Zach Williams and Austin French. So,
well, if Mark Hall can hang with a rapper, then I certainly can.
Then you can do it. I mean, I don't know if your kids will be for it, right? Like, your kids might not think you're cool enough, but that's just because, you know, they're young kids. And
it'll help them think I'm cool. It'll score me some points.
You probably, you know, dads can always use some extra points, right?
Yeah.
We are talking to Matthew West, part of the Roadshow Tour. Hey, Matthew, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. Do you have just a quick moment we can just run through some rapid-fire questions with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, these are going to be a little random, and the only rule is you have to try to answer in, like, one sentence or less.
Okay, great.
Okay, here we go. If you could choose one decade to live in forever, which one would you choose?
Oh, man, I would choose, I don't know, man, I kind of like the, you know, it'd be fun to be alive in the 40s or something like that, something cool, something retro, throwback, give it a shot.
Okay, what movie have you seen the most amount of times?
Well, it's funny, because the movie I've seen the most amount of times takes place in that time period is It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. Every Christmas, you know, that's on. Do you watch it more than just at Christmas?
Every Christmas, no doubt.
If you could only either text, call, or video chat, which one would you choose to do?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I would probably call, because I get tired of texting and all the technology. Like, people don't just pick up the phone anymore. So I want to hear my wife's voice.
Fair enough. What is the...
Which I do. I mean, we talk.
You're like, you know...
That sounded weird.
It would be great to hear my wife's voice. Yeah, you should probably pick up the phone and call her after this then. What is the dumbest injury that you've ever sustained?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, I've had so many dumb injuries, but I fell through a window and, like, almost lost my arm, and that was dumb. But, I've got a scar on my left arm that reminds me of that day that I almost almost died. Crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, that's a longer story to tell, but I've had plenty of dumb injuries.
Okay. Well, next time we talk, we'll have to go in and hear more of the story of you falling out the window.
Sure, yeah. Lots of blood, lots of blood.
As every good story should contain, right? Just blood and almost dismemberment.
Right.
Two more quick questions for you. We've got a question of if you have a carbonated beverage in front of you, what is it called?
Oh, well, I'm a big LaCroix drinker, but I switched over to this new drink, Bubbly, which is like a carbonated water. I like carbonated water. No calories.
There's no calories there. And if you had to subscribe to one of those subscription boxes, what kind of subscription box would you do?
Man, you know, probably like one of the healthy food ones. But the only thing I don't like is I don't like those subscription ones where you have to make it yourself. So I got to sign up for one that, like, that the box comes and then a chef comes to make what's in the box.
That could work. That could work. You just don't want to have to do it yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Nice. We are talking to Matthew West, the Roadshow Tour. They want to follow you on social media. Any special things that they should know about if they're going to try to find you on social media? Anything out of the ordinary?
Man, I mean, when you find me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or whatever, you know, I'm always posting about my family and fun things we've got going on. And, you know, we try to definitely just encourage people on it too, you know. So, you know, it's always a fun journey. In fact, just today I posted a video on my Instagram of the story that somebody gave to me at one of my shows. People bring me their stories a lot of times, so I share a lot of stories. You can go there and be encouraged by all that. So some good stuff going on Instagram, and you definitely get to meet my whole family for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. It's great to talk to you today.